saying, Spike had a little trip to the vet, and now he doesn't chase the other puppies anymore.
I may be Love's bitch, but at least I'm man enough to admit it. What are you looking at?
The man I love.
The ratings for these stories, the first one, Let's Talk Turkey, is rated G. The second one, It's All in the Wrist, is rated about a PG-17. It does have some language and adult content suggestion. Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me here at NakedSpike.com, where I read the fanfic from the LiveJournal community of Naked Spike. If you have not visited the LiveJournal community of Naked Spike, follow the links that are here listed on this page, and it will take you to the LiveJournal community where you can join, start reading, and start posting some of your fanfic, post some of your art, some of your icons, wonderful art, wonderful icons that are there also on Naked Spike. So here we go. The first story that I'm going to bring you is a Thanksgiving tribute from Sable Rose 2. The pairing is Angel and Spike, and it is titled Let's Talk Turkey. I don't want to talk about this anymore, Spike. What's done is done, and I can't change it. Heavy sigh. But Angel, you told me I could. Rolling of the eyes. No more. Leave me alone. Go bug someone else. Arms across his chest. Bet you wouldn't tell Buffy that, he mumbled under his breath. What was that you said? Slightly growled. Nothing. I didn't say anything. Sniffs and turns away. Come on, Spike. You know I would have told her the same thing. I just think it's too dangerous for you to do. World weary sigh with a side shoulder slump. But I have studied how to do this for 2 weeks. I've even had Fred give me some tapes to watch, Angel. I know I can do this on my own. Please. Big puppy dog eyes turn to half power. And I said no. So quit asking. The answer is not going to change. I'm only doing this to protect you. I don't want to see you get hurt. Fighting the puppy dog eyes. You don't love me anymore. You don't trust me. I know I can do this. Foot stomped and arms crossed. Hey, now, that's not fair. You know I love you more than anything. That's why I can't let you do this. Why can't you just do it the old-fashioned way? It's safer. And you've done it this way before, and it worked then, and it'll work now. Arms going around his beloved. But you said, big puppy dog and anemia eyes with a side of lip quiver. For the last time, Spike, no, you're not going to deep fry the turkey this year. I just thought that story was really cute. I really liked it. The second story, it is titled, It's All in the Wrist, and it comes to us from Moonstone. You're doing it wrong. Lindsay shook his head. How the bloody hell can I be doing it wrong? I'm twirling a bloody rope. It's a lariat, Lindsay replied through gritted teeth. Spike rolled his eyes. Whatever. Look, you're going to have to learn how to do this whether you like it or not. I can't run this place by myself. I can get that. But why the hell do I have to do a stupid job like this? Why can't I wrestle some alligators or chop down some trees? Spike pouted. In case you hadn't already noticed, there aren't a lot of trees as it is, and there are no alligators within a 50-mile radius. Oh. Spike fingered his lasso thoughtfully. Well, can't I just watch you do the rope thing? Lindsay looked at Spike intently. No, You can't just watch. I didn't ready-bake my ass in hell for penance so I could get spat back out and be your bitch. All right, all right. Don't get your Levi's in a bunch. Spike backed off a little. He'd seen the sparks in Lindsay's eyes. He knew he was dangerously close to snapping. I'll show you again. And by God, if you don't start paying attention and getting some effort in, I'm gonna goddamn lasso your ass and give you a front row seat for the sunrise. Spike nodded, choosing silence over a sarcastic retort. Lindsay held the coil of rope in his left hand as he swung the noose high over his head in rapid circles with his right. Spike, doing his best to keep his eyes on the technique, could not stop his gaze from drifting to the thick, rippling muscles of Lindsay's back. As the rotations became faster, the muscles worked harder, causing a drop of sweat to run from the base of his neck down the tract of his spine and into the soft blue denim at the curve of his ass. "You're going to have to do this on horseback, so watch real carefully," Lindsay said loudly, the noose still spinning overhead. Spike nodded, as though Lindsay could see him, trying to focus on the spinning rope. "Keep it spinning as it comes round from front to back. Cast it!" Lindsay grunted and stepped forward, the lariat looping perfectly around the stationary white post. Spinning to face Spike, Lindsay grinned and tipped his cowboy hat in celebration. "And that's how it's done." "Indeed." Spike licked his dry lips. "Well, I'd like to show you how it's done." Spike snarled before lunging at Lindsay's belt buckle. "Hey, I'm the teacher here," Lindsay hissed, spinning and kicking the back of Spike's knee. Spike groaned and crumpled to the floor. "I reckon a few rope burns won't do you no harm." Lindsay winked and picked up Spike's discarded lariat. "And what the bloody hell you gonna teach me?" Spike grunted, rolling over to look up at Lindsay whilst clutching his battered knee. "Gonna teach you about manners." Lindsay coiled the rope around Spike's wrist. "And a thing or two about discipline." "Sounds good to me," Spike gasped, his eyes rolling back in his head as the rope chafed against his skin. I hope you enjoyed this. Please go on to LiveJournal community of Naked Spike and leave feedback for both of our authors that we have. And visit the site. Look again at the icons and some of the art that people are leaving. It's really good. And I hope you join us again. And if you're interested in having your stories read here on this podcast, as well as maybe some of your icons being put in on our little pictures at the front, please email me and let me know. Email me at spikepratt@ymail.com. And I would love to post your pictures and I would love to read your stories. Thanks. Keep visiting the LiveJournal community of Naked Spike.
Come on, talk to Daddy. It's just meat.
Ow! Bloody hell.
We can't let you go until we're sure that you're impotent or...
Hey.
Sorry, poor choice of words. Until we know that you're...
Flaccid?